Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Darling, you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go?
Joe Strummer and the boys putting it aptly. We're at 212-433-WNYC. I'm Mike Pesky in for Brian Lehrer. And Brian always conducts his thoroughly unscientific exit poll. Well, this is sort of an exit poll of another kind. Are you going to be exiting the city? And we're taking a poll as to why. Or are you hanging on the fringes, waiting to pull the trigger? Or asking yourself, should I cool it or should I blow? Will you be coming to the city? What's influencing your choices? Rachel from the Bronx. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
My husband and I are moving on Monday, actually, to Louisville, Kentucky, and it was really agonizing to decide to do it or not, but I had a very good job opportunity, and we love the city, but we wondered if there was a chance, you know, what the statistics said about coming back, because right now we're in our mid-30s, I'm finishing my PhD up at Columbia, and we're treading water and realized if we really ever wanted to advance, we had to leave so that we could maybe come back later on and with a family and be able to afford to live here the way we would like to live here.
Interesting. So you're leaving for a better job opportunity that maybe can give you enough money to make you move back, or is it that you're, or is a part of it that you're leaving because you could enjoy a much better quality of life with the jobs that you're offered?
It's more of a quality of life at this point, because we just didn't see how we were ever going to, you know, get out of the one-bedroom apartment, have a family while working. And, you know, it just feels like you're just trying to keep up all the time. And, you know, where we're going, we've got a much better place to live for the same amount of money. And we could see being able to afford a family and advancing. And it just seems, you know, easier outside of New York.
Yeah.
You know? And I've been here. My husband's never lived outside of New York. He's been here 35 years. And so for him, it's just this situation where it's like, I don't want to go, but I don't see another opportunity or another chance to ever grow.
Yeah. So I will give you one last gift from a New Yorker, or maybe you'll get a few last gifts. The name of the city that you're moving to is what?
Louisville, Kentucky.
Louisville.
Yeah, Louisville.
Louisville. Make sure you say it like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Got
to
blend. All right, thanks for the call, Rachel.
Bye.
John from Queens. John, well, Rachel was leaving Monday, and I thought that was breaking news. But John?
Yeah.
When are you leaving?
I'm leaving tomorrow.
Why?
Why am I leaving tomorrow? A couple of different reasons. The whole thing about, you know, businesses not being really local anymore, you know, like you said earlier, the Chase Banks and Duane Reade's and CVS, the Target and Times Square. Like, all this stuff just seems, it makes it kind of seem like Disney World to me, New York. It doesn't really feel real. And also, like, you know, I guess in Disney World also, like, Williamsburg. Like, I know that's the place where, you know, young professionals are supposed to be going to, but I don't know. Just, it's like, when everybody is trying to make it, everybody's trying to get somewhere and make something of themselves, like, how, the last caller just said it just seems easier. You know, it just seems like easier if you kind of, like, circumvent New York. You go out to one of the other cities. You know, you kind of make something of yourself there, whatever that is.
I get it. So it's sort of like, it's sort of like a twist on the old line, but you're figuring if you could make it anywhere else, then maybe you could come back and make it here.
That's a really good way of putting it. Yeah.
And where are you going, John? Where are you going?
I'm going down to Baltimore.
All right. Well, that's a city that's actually losing population. So good luck there, and come back and call back at any time and listen online too. Thanks for the call, John.
Thank you, Mike.
Bob from Staten Island. Hi, Bob.
Hi. One of the other reasons why people consider leaving is the price of housing that has gone up. People who purchased a house, I bought mine in 97, paid $170,000, is now it's worth $400,000. I can purchase a house outside of the New York City area and have no mortgage left. You know,
right.
You would eliminate your mortgage payment, and that's a big consideration.
And so what would you miss when you leave?
Finding no stores open past 9 p.m.
And that's even in Staten Island, huh?
Yes.
That's me showing my anti-Staten Island bias. But I'm just really ignorant is what it is. You know, that's a great point. You can make a lot. Many people have made a lot in the housing market. But if you're buying back into the housing market, have you really made a lot? It's a way to cash out. in a
right.
way.
Right. Yeah. But if you, like I said, you buy a house for $300,000, double the size, and have no mortgage.
All right. Thanks for the call, Bob. Sean from Bed-Stuyvesant. Hi, Sean.
Hey there.
How are you doing?
So I'm staying.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. Is because, you know, I was in real estate for a little while. I wasn't the greatest real estate agent in the world, and I decided to start my own business, dog walking. And over the last year and a half, it's grown very well. And I can't really imagine it doing this business anywhere else in the country. So, you know, as far as opportunity goes, I don't think there's any place better than New York City to do what you want and be creative and really find a niche for yourself.
Yeah. Where's the business based?
Williamsburg.
And you live in Bed-Stuy.
I live in Bed-Stuy, just right down the road, a five-minute bike ride, and I'm ready to go out there and hit my route every day.
So it's working for you here in New York.
All right. Another interesting thing that I've been doing, and I'm sure a lot of people out there do this too, is I'm actually moving across the street into a beat-up apartment for cheaper rent, and I'm actually fixing it up myself. So I'm fixing up a rental in order to elevate my lifestyle without having to pay too much money in rent, whereas a lot of people are, you know, can't find a decent one-bedroom apartment in a decent neighborhood for, you know, $1,700, $1,800. I'm keeping it well below that. Wow, just, you know, dropping a couple of grand on improving a room or two.
Not bad. You looking to buy long term?
Maybe someday, but you know, I don't have that kind of money, and the way that the mortgage market is right now, I don't think anybody would give me a loan.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for the call, Sean. And you could call us at 212-433-WNYC about your decisions to stay or to leave the city. And you could also make a comment by going online on the comment page at WNYC.org. You click on the Brian Lehrer show. Comment page is right there. Denise?
Yes.
Hi, Denise.
Hi. Well, I'm one of those people who got stuck here. I've been here for 25 years. I work in the entertainment industry, and I'm in my 40s. I have a master's degree, and I'm tired. I'm exhausted. And if I could go somewhere else, I would. I'm not really interested in L.A. I'm considering Toronto because I listened to the show you guys had on a few weeks ago about what city was the most multicultural city, and Toronto wasn't sounding too bad.
It was, but it's also very expensive, just like New York.
Well,
rents,
you know,
are pretty high.
I can still work in my industry there, and mm-hmm. I just feel like, you know, maybe the quality of life is better there.
Oh, did you say it was, you said entertainment, is it TV or film? Do they
television and film.
Yeah, so yes, they do a lot of shooting there. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, multicultural, what is your ethnicity?
African-American.
Bill Thompson was here talking about Atlanta. That's where a lot of young African-Americans are going. Do you know anyone who moved there, or have you thought of that?
I actually know lots of people in Atlanta. It's just not my style. It's a little too slow for me. I'm a true, you know, Yankee girl. You know, I like the energy of the city, but I just can't take, you know, the fighting to deal with the subways. I mean, if Mayor Bloomberg wants to do something about congestion, he needs to fix the subways because it's just really misery, you know, traveling back and forth.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Denise. And if you are a true Yankee, they play the Toronto Blue Jays like 2-3 times a year. Jesse from Brooklyn. Hi, Jesse.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's your story?
My story is that I'm a native New Yorker. I'm 24 years old, and I work in entertainment as well in film, and I'm tired, and I'm moving back to where I went to college, which is Montreal, Quebec. And I'm doing that. I'm going to get out of the entertainment business, and I'm going to do, you know, working on my own sandwich shop with my friend.
This is, you have it all scouted out, or just kind of a pipe dream? Hey, Jess? Oh, I think we may have lost Jesse. Perhaps he had some dill spread to apply to his baguette. But we have Mary from Hell's Kitchen. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
How are you?
My name is Mary.
Yes.
I'm fine. How are you? I moved here a year and a half ago from Richmond, Virginia. I'm in my early 40s and wanted to finish up my college degree and go to grad school. And it's interesting to hear these other callers who have been here 20-odd years and are leaving, because a lot of the reasons that they're leaving, oh, the subways and this, that, and the other, are part of the reason why I moved here. Sure, my rent is more expensive and daily living is more expensive, but I don't have to have a car, and I can have the excitement and the diversity of living in a huge metropolis.
All right. And so, do you think that just being here for such a short amount of time that soon you'll grow sick of the subway, or what?
Well, I don't doubt that I'll be tired of the dirt eventually, and especially because I live, you know, in the middle of everything, and it's nice to get away. But I don't think, you know, it took a lot to move here. I sold my house to move here, so this is kind of fulfilling a dream, and, you know, it's a big chance to take, so I don't think I'll leave.
All right. Thanks for the call, Mary. Judith from Manhattan. Hi, Judith.
Hi, I'm madly in love with New York. I've been here forever, and I'll go out in a box. I'm very upset about people having been driven out of their apartments. We have enormous, when I walk from my house to school, I walk 40 blocks a day. I'm a para in the public school system, and I pass about 30 homeless people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so, I know that these people are not there by choice. They were driven out of their homes by Columbia with its octopi arms and other big colleges that just expand, and they just throw people out like little specks of dust. And I really would like, every mayor promises and doesn't do a thing about it. And also for middle class, lower middle class, working people, people that earn under 30 cannot. They have to live in rabbit warrens in burrows in order to survive. It's so, I'm lucky I came in early, but I feel so bad about the housing situation and their empty promises every campaign.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, Judith. I think we get one more call in here. Anne from Astoria. I think Queens has been underrepresented, so we go to you, Anne. What's your situation? Staying
well,
or going?
I'm going. I'm planning on it because of the noise. I live in a pre-war building with paper-thin walls, and they're all young people moving in that like to stay up really late, 1:30 and later. And, you know, you hear their television through the walls or through the floors, and boom boxes, home theaters. I can't take it anymore.
Where are you going?
Springfield, Virginia, to a retirement community.
You know, I used to live in a building which had paper-thin walls, and I fear that I was the guy who was maybe watching television, and I had a downstairs neighbor who complained, and I think the landlord said something along the lines to my downstairs neighbor, if you don't like it, move to Springfield, Virginia.
Well, that's what my landlord says. But I've had to get headphones to protect myself from my neighbors. I think they're the ones that should be wearing them.
All right.
I had to get a noise reduction headphone.
Well, thanks a lot for the call, Anne. And if we're talking about staying and going, you have to be talking about real estate, which is exactly what we'll be doing in the upcoming segment with the editor of the website, Curb.com. I'm Mike Pesca in for Brian Lehrer on WNYC. We'll just be back in a moment.
Darling, you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go?